Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sheer Enjoyment with Jordana. Drink it in, underscore Jordana. It's been a while that I've had the privilege and honor to share some wisdom and Torah with you. To be aware that today's class is for the Refuah Shleima of Arthur Rousseau, Avraham Chizkiyahu ben Blima, Shav Refuah Shleima, v'mehera v'yameinu, very quickly and speedily. Again, if you ever want to sponsor a class for Refuah, for Yeshua, it's a beautiful opportunity to do so. Torah learning really does a lot for a person's neshama, and the neshama is in this world and in the world to come. So it could be for whenever. I wanted to discuss these things so beautiful about Parshat Re'eh. Okay, usually I do what's called the connection between the Parsha and the Haftorah. And these past few weeks, already from a few weeks ago and until now, it's a seven-week span, up until Rosh Hashanah, it's called the Parshiot of Consolation, Parshiot of Consoling, easing in. After we had those 3 weeks of sorrow and pain, we then come to Hashem comforting us. And there's still a connection. You know, we could say that there's a connection in reference to the timeline and the time of year and that of the Haftorah, or you could actually try and see the actual connection to the specific parasha in reference to these Haftorot. So in this week's Torah portion, Parsha Re'eh, it is so common. Right away, it starts off with the Pasuk where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that Re'eh, he wants us to look. He wants us to see. Look, see things clearly. Re'eh, Anochi notem b'smecham hayom bracha uklala. See, I'm placing before you today a blessing and a curse. And what Hashem is saying here, I want you to have this clear vision. I want you to look for truth. And when you do find it, and you're able to distinguish between truth and its opposite, you will get that clear vision, whether it be physically, spiritually, mentally. You'll have this sense of truth. Because what happens is that sheker, lies, falsehood, becomes an object that is a stumbling block. And truth, on the other hand, unifies one. It's a sense of oneness. Like, very interesting, I posted I drink it in video already this week on one of these chats. And right away, a friend of mine posted afterwards, oh my gosh, that's so true, everything you're saying, how truth enhances oneness. I just spoke about this in another share last night. And I have commented to her that when we have a concept that is consecutively, constantly, especially in 1 week's time span, coming at you, I always say that's the truth. That's always a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that words of truth are coming out. And there could only be one truth, and that truth has many aspects to it. So what is clear vision, and how do you get to that truth? So clear vision and getting to that truth is understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in everything. And you see Him wherever you are, wherever you happen to be, whatever aspect in your life you see Him throughout, day in and day out. You will then develop this clear vision, and you'll see good in yourself and in other people. You'll just focus on the positive that's in your world. So a key to attaining this vision and truth is looking for the good in yourself and other people and let the falsehood just drop away. And what you are left with at that point in time is a sparkling neshama, a beautiful, shiny soul that is connected to its true source, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you get this reward of clarity, of vision, seeking the ultimate truth and feeling stronger connected to Hashem and His oneness by following your gut, what you know to be true inside. So how does that connect to the Torah portion, to the Haftorah? How does this Re'eh and Hashem is saying, choose the good, choose me, Hashem says, choose seeing me on a constant basis, because the Haftorah is talking about comfort, being at peace, being calm, because that's the only way you're calm. You know, I remember when I was a little girl, and if I didn't do my homework and I went to sleep at night, I couldn't really sleep. I didn't sleep well. Or if I know I have a deadline coming, I'm not calm. I don't feel complete because there's more that I need to do. There's more that I have to accomplish. But when you feel at ease and you know God is in control and it's in His hands and it's out of your hands, you have the sense of peace. You have the sense of calmness that you understand that all is for good and it doesn't keep you up at night. That's peaceful. Having that vision, having that clarity that Parsha is letting us know that we should have, A, find it, seek it, get it for yourselves and for others, ultimately will lead to the Haftorah of consoling and comfort and peace and calmness. So that's the beautiful connection this week between the two. May Art Rousseau, again, Avram Chazkiel Ben Blima, have a refuah shleima. I hope you enjoyed this. If you want to hear more, please feel free to reach out. You could find me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana, on Facebook at Jordana Barachov, or you can email me at jbarachov@gmail.com. I love hearing from my listeners. It's a beautiful way to connect and a beautiful way for me to grow and enhance all the teachings that I try to do. Have a wonderful Shabbat.